Thank you so much. My name is Matt, and I am a compulsive overeater. And it is so great to see so many people here in the middle of the day get together for our calls. And also, it's wonderful to see so many people on video. I actually attend a nightly meeting. It's called the Unity Group. It meets at 9 o'clock Pacific time. That's 11 o'clock Eastern time. And it has a history that traces back to when I first came into OA Zoom rooms, which is about 4 years ago. And we are so blessed to have a meeting very similar to this one that's just filled with kind and loving people. And we meet every night. We are one group, but we have 7 different meetings, but we also have one primary purpose, and it's the same as yours. To carry the message. It's really an honor for me to be here, and I don't take it lightly because I know what it's like to sit in these chairs wondering if anything we're hearing is actually going to be applied in our lives. So thank you for letting me share. I'm not here because I've got this thing figured out perfectly. I'm here because I have lived both sides of this disease. I've lived in defeat and I've lived in freedom. And I can tell you, they are not even close to the same life. I came into OA 21 years ago. I was looking for a fat farm to go to. I ended up at a church and I was early for the meeting. I'm rarely early for meetings, but I was early for this meeting. I was excited. I tried everything else, like many of us have, the Richard Simmons and the Weight Watchers and Physicians Weight Loss and the Shackley products and all that. I always see grins when I say those things because we've all tried this or that. Some of us might even be of the age. Remember, there was a little, it was a candy called AIDS, and it was a little appetite suppressant candy. And boy, I could eat a whole box of those. But anyway, that's not really food, so I guess that one's allowed. Anyway, I get to my very first meeting and I'm a little intimidated because there were like 50 or 60 people at the meeting. In fact, people were standing up, which was kind of odd. And then I noticed they were moving around and they had drinks in their hand. And then they had like little tables where they were having sweet things. And then I discovered I was in the wrong room. I was in the bake sale for the church. And so my first OA meeting, the pre-meeting, I guess, started in the bake sale. And when I got to the meeting that I was supposed to go to, they were leaving. So here I was trying to be early and I was late and they were leaving. But as soon as I came in, they asked what you asked. Have you been in OA? And I said, no. They sat down and they had a meeting just for me. And during the meeting, I explained to them everything about dieting. Calories, burning calories. I'd taken classes in seminary on fitness, and so I was an athlete, so I could just explain all that to them, and they just grinned and they just listened to me. I had my diet all set because I was prepared to go. And the parting words before I left, little Arlene, who led the meeting, she came up to me and she smiled and she says, "He, Matt, you just keep coming to these meetings, and one day you'll figure out this has nothing to do with food." I said, "Do what?" I said, "It has to have something to do with food." Well, she was right. I kept coming to the meetings. So if you're here today and you haven't, this is your first meeting, or if you hadn't been in this very long, I would just repeat what was repeated to me. And for me, it was figured out that way. Well, that was 21 years ago when I weighed 360 pounds. I didn't come in because life was great. I came in because I was out of options. And something amazing happened. In 9 months, I lost 90 pounds with no dieting and no exercise. I didn't do anything extreme except I went to 90 meetings in 90 days. We didn't even have Zoom meetings then. I was having to travel 35 and 45 minutes, just one way to get to a meeting. I did discover chat rooms, and that helped out a lot. I didn't exercise. I didn't do the extreme. But what I did do is I showed up at those meetings. I got involved. I gave service. I used the tools and it worked. And if my story ended there, that would be a great story. But that's not where it ends because there was one thing I did not do. I didn't work the steps in a real, structured, honest way. I didn't put in with my sponsor what my sponsor was trying to help me put in. I kind of danced around the steps. I read them. I even memorized them, but I really didn't work them in that structured, honest way. I agreed with them, but I didn't actually surrender myself to the process. And over time, that caught up with me. Over the next 5 years, I gained all the weight back. Now I'm back to 360. And not only did I gain it back, over the next 11 years, I kept going with my weight. I got up to 430 pounds. And I want to be real clear about something. That didn't happen overnight. And it didn't happen because this program doesn't work. It happened because I didn't work the program. That happened one small compromise at a time. It was kind of like, well, this one won't hurt, or I'll deal with it tomorrow, or I'll deal with it next month. Things got worse. I was right back where I started, and even worse. I don't know if you've ever been there, but for me, that's a hard place because now you're not just struggling, but you also know better. You've seen it work. You've tasted the freedom, and now you're back in bondage again. I was, and it messes with our heads. About 4 years ago, I started swimming, and I didn't start swimming because I had some big spiritual breakthrough. I started swimming consistently 3 to 4 days a week because it was something that I needed to do. It was easy on my joints. And over time, I lost weight. I got down to about 430 pounds. So I lost 30 pounds from swimming and really not dieting, but just paying attention to what I ate and trying not to do anything stupid. That was kind of my strategy at the time. Let's just not make things worse today. But here's the deal. That wasn't freedom. That was management. And management will only take you so far. So I was stuck at 400 pounds. Then something happened that changed everything. We had our Christmas lunch. And when I make a plate at a family gathering like that, I always hide food under food. I'll put my ham down. I'll put turkey on top of that. Nobody can see the ham underneath. And then I'll put, different types of food on different things. They can't see that, but they could see that I'm 430 pounds. Actually, I was 400 pounds at the time. Who am I kidding? I found OA again, but this time through the Zoom rooms, and something started happening. The same thing that I experienced 21 years ago, this time it went deeper. Being in those rooms, hearing people, seeing consistently, giving service again, working the tools, hearing honesty, it was so convenient because I can do it right here from this computer every single day if I need to. As every day is not required for everybody. It was just required for me at that time. And even now, it requires probably 4 or 5 nights a week. It started to wake something up back in me. And over the next 9 months, I went from 400 pounds down to 360. Do you remember that number? Kind of cool. Three full circle, 360. That's where I am today. I've maintained a 70-pound weight loss for 3.5 years. Now, for me, that's a miracle. Not just losing it, but not gaining it back. That was new. And here's what's different this time. I consider myself abstinent today. Now, I want to be honest about what that means to me. It doesn't mean I never overeat. I do on occasion, but food does not control me anymore. That's the difference. It tempts me. I still think about it every day. That part didn't magically disappear, but I'm not owned by food anymore. And if you're in here today and you're wondering if that's possible, I'm telling you it is. The difference for me this time is surrender, not perfection, but surrender. I have learned to consistently, not perfectly, consistently turn my life and my will over to God, who is my higher power. Now, I want to talk about that just for a second, because I know when people say God, that can mean a lot of different things to different people. So I'm not here to tell you who your higher power is or who he has to be. I can only tell you who mine is. My God is the God who created the universe, the God who created my body. So it only makes sense that he's going to know about food and calories and exercise and stress and surrender and all these things. My God is the same God who inspired the principles behind the Oxford Group. If you're aware of the history of Alcoholics Anonymous, that's what we came from. And that group used the same principles that influenced Bill Wilson and Dr. Bob when they founded Alcoholics Anonymous. So when I work this program, I'm not just working a system. I'm participating in something that has real spiritual power behind it. And I need that because willpower alone has never been enough for me. And if willpower worked, I wouldn't be in OA. I got plenty of willpower. I've built businesses. I've pushed through hard things. I know how to grind. But this disease, it doesn't respond to grind. If you want to write down a quote from today, that would be it. This is a disease and it doesn't respond to grind, to effort. It only responds to surrender. When I surrender to God, the disease runs and hides. And that was a hard lesson for me because I like being in control. I like fixing things. I like figuring things out. But this is one area where every time I tried to control it, I lost. Every time I tried to manage it, I drifted. Every time I told myself I've got this, I proved that I didn't. So today my life looks different, not perfect, just different. I stay connected. I stay in the rooms. I stay around people who understand this. I carry the message. I use the tools. But more than anything else, I try to stay surrendered. And sometimes that surrender is simple. Sometimes it's just, God, I don't want to do the next right thing, but I'm willing to be willing. And that's enough. And I want to say this to anyone here who's struggling. If you're tired like me, if you're frustrated like me, if you feel like you've tried everything like me, you're in the right place because this thing works. But it works a certain way. It works when we stop trying to control everything and we start surrendering. The step three, turn my will and my life over to the care of God. It works when we stop doing it halfway and when we go all in. And for me, that meant actually working the steps, not talking about them, agreeing with them, not thinking they're a good idea, not even memorizing them, but actually doing them. Honesty, honestly, thoroughly with another person. That's where the change has stuck with me. And I'll leave you with this. For a long time, I thought my problem was food, but food was never really my problem. Food was my solution to a deeper problem. And until I addressed that deeper problem, nothing was going to change long term because while I chose food as my solution, it only made matters worse. For me, the deeper problem was this: I wanted control more than I wanted surrender. And today, I'm learning to flip that. I'm not cured. I'm not above this. I'm one decision away from going right back. But today, I am free. And I'll take freedom over control any day of the week. For me to lose weight, though, this is my prayer if you want to pray for me, because I want to get to a normal body size. I want to do things that I can't do. But for me to do that, and this is really not spoken of in OA very much, I will have to have a calorie deficit, either through eating less calories or burning more calories. Now, his experience has taught me that you can't out-exercise a bad diet. Therefore, I would need to do both. And if I do just a little bit less calorie intake and a little bit more exercise output, if I just do a little at a time over a year, amazing things happen. But that's my prayer because what this would require for me is another level of surrender. That's what I've never mentioned. I'm not gaining weight. Therefore, it's stopped, but I need to lose some of this weight. So, but it takes a different level of surrender, and we have to be careful about it because then that can bring on, overexercising, and that can bring on, under eating. So it's another level of surrender. But if we just have patience and just do a little bit of a time. That level of surrender, but only that time when I won't have to do it forever. I'll only have to do it till I get to that normal body weight. And who controls that number? God does, because all of our bodies act differently. Other fellows in our sister rooms, like AA and GA, they just simply stop drinking alcohol or stop gambling. I used to say in our room, we have to eat. and I was having a little pity party. Well, we have to eat. They can just stop. Do we really want to trade places with the alcoholic? Do we really want to trade places with the person gambling? Listen, we're blessed. Most of them end up in our room anyway, and we love them because we're just loving people. We just can't love them with food. I have changed from saying, I have to eat. With gratitude, I say to you in front of God, I get to eat. Because you know what? Food is good. It nourishes us. It gives us energy. And you know what else? It tastes good. God created taste buds. I've often remind myself that my taste buds are in my mouth, not my stomach. That allows me to slow down and enjoy whatever it is that I'm eating. I'm not going to have a love affair with it, but I can date it for a while. Instead of it just going down my throat in a matter of a half a second, let it sit there for a while. With gratitude, we get to eat. Thank you for letting me share today. If you're new or if you're struggling, stick around. Keep coming back and give this thing a real shot because if it can work for me, I promise you it can work for you. Thank you.